Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Nice. Listen to this music at 4:30 in the morning. I like this, Shantae. Very nice. Carms and Collins, 720 WGN Radio. We're with you for another 22 minutes, and then it's all over. It's been good.
It's not all over. It's just the beginning. We're going sidewalk show 5 to 6. We'll be out.
Yeah, that's right.
The corner of Michigan and Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Anybody that wants to come by will have less exciting gift cards to give away, maybe $5 to CVS Pharmacy. I have a uplifting topic, Mark, if you want to hear it, for this holiday weekend.
Free hugs. Let's get there.
Free hugs is better. That's a better prize.
We'll give some free hugs. And let me just say before you get into your topic, because I just thought about being on the street. And doing
Do you like a long drive? Are you a guy that doesn't mind getting in a car, maybe making a few stops and driving 15 hours?
I can do it.
That's not my question. Do you like it? Is there something romantic?
Is there
something romantic about being on the road for a while? I think there's something romantic about that.
I like the accomplishment of having done it.
Okay.
I like the fact that nowadays when you're making a huge drive, I can listen to 17 million podcasts. I can have a great music. It's a whole journey.
Yeah.
So I think doing a car ride now is way more comfortable than it was in the past.
You ever listen to yourself? You ever pop yourself in when you're in a car?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Me too. We do it. Why not? I mean, it's there. It's sitting there, and I need an hour, and I'm just going to listen to myself.
But it is hard to listen to yourself.
For
me, it is. But I think that's a very key skill in making yourself a better broadcaster. You need to go back and listen to how you sound.
All the time. Amen to that, man. But I just to get back to the drive for a second, because it was hard to convince my wife that this was a good idea. She thinks that a train ride is a lot sexier. That's a lot more fun than a car ride.
I'm with your wife.
Why? What about, what's the, one, I know I'm not in control of the train, but I have a lot less control later. Once I get to my destination, I can't do anything else. I'm at that one spot now, or I walk to another train. Why is it not more fun to have a car and drive around on your own? And maybe if you see like a museum, I would go to the crazy museum on the way. That sounds fun. The train's not going to stop for all of us to go to the mustard museum. They're not all coming with.
No, but the beauty of the train ride is this. How long is the train ride that we're talking about?
Oh, this is New York. This is Chicago to New York. So this is, I think, like a 16-hour train ride, because it's longer than a drive even.
Okay. So in your life, every single day, you have something that you have to do, right?
Yeah.
What's next? I got to go to work. I got to do my laundry. Whatever it is. When you get on a 16-hour train ride, for the next 16 hours,
yeah,
you have absolutely nothing to do.
I'm also a caged animal. I'm also trapped, and I don't have a big compartment to myself. I can't get out and stretch my legs. I am in this box with these two other people. I mean, I can walk around the train.
Right.
But that's not better. I can't be outside. I can't do.
You can go to the bar car. you can just walk. There's plenty of, you can get up.
We only have 14 minutes left, but I'm really curious. 312-981-7200 for anyone. Text, call. What's better, a long train ride or a long drive? I swear that it's the freedom of a drive.
There is so much romance on the rail.
Oh, no, there's not. You're caged.
Can
you're
I get a city
box.
Can I get a city of New Orleans, please, Shantae?
Or just at least an amen. No, you're wrong. I'm just going to tell you you're wrong. And 312-981-7200, someone please back me up, because it's freedom. You can go anywhere you want. And plus, I had planned on leaving a day early so we could drive up to Niagara Falls. We could go wherever we wanted.
But that's a whole other animal.
Why is that a different animal? Still.
Because now you're talking about like a whole vacation.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about getting
one place.
Yes. You need to be X to Z, X to Y, whatever, in 15 hours. You can do it on. Basically, let's say it just times out the same. Train, car, and finances are not in there. Dude, you can just get
Have out. You done this before? Have you taken a long train ride?
No, that's part of the reason why. Well, yeah, I mean, I did do the solo travel through Europe. At
Look
one
at
point.
That, 815, by far a drive. Absolutely correct. I'm curious, 815, have you ever driven a motorcycle, too? Because I was a motorcycle owner, and I think that's part of it. I connected with the outside world when I was driving a motorcycle, and it felt so good.
Well, okay, now motorcycle, if we're going all...
No, I'm not. I don't say we have to compare that, because that is, I have to be the best answer. Car over train, always, 630. Look at this. This could be a slam dunk. You're going to get no support. And Patty agrees with you. Everybody that I talked to on the shows that we did agreed with you. But to me, it has to be. Just imagine how screwed you'd be if the train derailed. Yeah, exactly correct. And you're probably just as screwed if the car breaks down.
Way more likely that you're going to be in a car crash than a train derailment.
Drive. Long train ride sucks. 708, preach. Let's do this. Let's make this a slam dunk. I prefer driving, the freedom of the open road, 815. God, I love the listeners. WGN Radio, you guys are coming in so great right now. You are making this so wonderful for me. My first time hosting. I talked about myself way too much to begin the show. I begged for support at the end of the show.
I disagree.
And you crushed it.
I disagree. I think you didn't talk about yourself enough, to be honest.
But look at it. Look what's happening right now. Nobody, don't break my heart. The first text that breaks my heart, don't do it. Don't tell me you like the train better. I don't know why I'm connecting so much with this story. Car over train. Trains are noisy. Yeah, Carmen.
312, and that's from Carmen Sperry, too.
That's Carmen Sperry, yeah, 219.
Well, I'm not related to. 312-981-7200.
Oh, look at this. Wait a minute. We got phone calls, too.
Yes, we do.
Janet, you're on the air with us.
Oh, my God, take a car.
Oh, my God, you're so right, take a car. Why would you get in a train?
You miss so much of the country.
Oh, you do. You miss everything.
I haven't been on vacation like in a couple of years, and I'm jonesing just to get in the car and drive. My niece and her boyfriend have 2 weeks vacation, and they just got in the car and decided they're going to go see Yellowstone and Grand Teton. And they were like, we're not flying. We want to see America.
Exactly. And they're going to go for 2 weeks. They're going to drive all over the place. They're going somewhere,
Janet,
but they're not going just there. They're going everywhere.
You're not playing the game fairly. You do not have time for, like, side trips. It's a
no,
one shot.
No.
Yes, you do.
When
we went to Colorado, we stopped at Wall Drug, South Dakota.
Yep.
We went everywhere.
You live your best life, as Mark would say. And your best life is in a car.
Yep, because you see America.
Oh, and thank you, Janet, for calling in. And thank you, WGN texters. Still, no one has said train.
I just have one more thing
to say.
There was a man when we were on vacation in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan whose wife had Alzheimer's. They would fly everywhere. He was taking her on a trip to every state so she could see it before she lost her memory.
That's awesome.
Because she never got to see it flying for business.
That is awesome.
That's very cool. Yeah. Janet.
Janet, thank you so much. That was uplifting.
Thank you.
And you're very, very smart.
Memorial Day. God bless America.
God bless America. You are very intelligent.
708.
I know, it ruined it.
Train over car all the way times 100.
Before we get to the 708, we have to read the couple other texts that came in. I drive a van. I can have it there quickly. And he loves a motorcycle. That's from the 219. From the 847, try a bus if you don't like the train. Chicago to New York, that's from Aaron. I think a bus is kind of the same as a train, though, because I don't have control. I mean, we're going to stop at least and go to the bathroom and get out.
The bus is death.
Yeah, the bus sounds terrible.
The bus is brutal.
You're stuck in there like a little sausage with other people.
The bus stops every 5 minutes. Right. That's the biggest problem. Did you read the 219, I drive a van?
Yeah. I did read the doctor.
Was I here?
Yeah, I think you were sitting right there, actually. You might have fallen asleep, because I heard you can do that anywhere.
Earlier
in the show, I learned that, Mark, you can go to sleep in a lot of places I can't.
So there's some train-building momentum going on.
Flood of text messages here.
Train-building momentum.
No. I drive so much for work that a train ride would be great. Different scenery and not having any responsibility. I would love to take the train to Seattle. 815, I think that's different. I think if you drive for work, none of us want to do work when we're on vacation. And if your job is to drive, then the minute you get in that car, even if it's a vacation, you feel like you're at work. So that's a different animal to me. I don't think that counts.
Completely counts, and it's yet another vote for the avalanche that is the train. Craig, when I was at...
Don't have time for some crappy three-hour layover in a train station. Amen, 815. Go ahead. What were you saying?
When I was having my midlife crisis at 30, which is my third midlife crisis...
I'm having one now.
Okay. So I did the quit my job, travel to Europe, two-monther.
Yeah.
When I would get on the overnight eight-hour train ride from, say, call it Rome down to Sicily...
Okay.
There was nothing more peaceful. I knew for those next 8 hours I had nothing to do, didn't have to think about a drop, and then when I got off, oh my God, where am I going to stay? Where's my hostel? What am I going to do? There was anxiety to come roaring in. But when I would get on the train,
I don't know why you feel like you have a lot to do when you're just driving to one place. Yes, you're driving a car. Yes, there's other cars on the road that you have to pay attention to. But other than that, you're really doing this. You're just commuting. By the way, more text, train ride, trains rule, apparently, from the 815 and the 262. And then another one from a different 815. You can see things you can't when you're in a car. And that's the exact point. You can have a real impromptu vacation that in a train, you're just sitting in a car with people. You're not seeing sights.
You realize that they said you can see things you can't from the car.
No, that what they mean, though, 815, go ahead and give us clarity. I read it correctly. What he's saying is, or she's saying, is that the car is better because you can see more things. That's what he's saying, or she's saying. I know that. 815 supporting me, for sure. Hanging your head out the window when you're tired, no way take the train. Amen, 708. That's crazy. Who would do that? Would you hang your head out of the train? There's no joy in that. You're getting distracted by the text.
No, but I'm telling you that text is
no, 815 is a train guy.
No, the 708's a train guy. Hanging your head out the window when you're tired. No way, take the train.
No way. No way, take the train. I'm reading them the way I read them, Carm. Hang your head out the window in a car. You're not going to do it in a train.
These people are with me.
No.
You can see things you can't from the car.
You're right about
the
708. I got a little overzealous there. The 708, you're absolutely right. I read that completely wrong. But the one before it, I was reading correctly. Sometimes I correct English and sometimes I just can't read it.
Open for my own interpretation here.
Okay.
Train, once in a lifetime trip out west of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Audi's car, hands down.
All right.
Okay, so now we're
splitting. Oh, no, she's pointing at the phone and I didn't want to do this.
Now we're.
Brian, you're on the air. Carms and Collins, 312-981-7200 for anybody else.
Brian?
Brian, are you there? Brian, he's not there? All right, hold on. Let me do this. I think I hit the buttons.
Oh, Brian, you're
hey.
On the air.
Oh, wait, now we hear ourselves. Turn off the radio, Brian.
All right, I did.
All right, thanks, buddy. What do you want to say?
Train over car, without a doubt.
Why? For what reason?
Especially, I mean, you're doing a 16-hour trip.
Yeah.
You're gonna be so tired driving, and if you're the passenger, then yeah, you're gonna see great things. But as a driver, you're focused on the road anyway, so you're really not gonna see that much on a train, especially you know these Amtrak's. They have the A lot of the cars, they have the 360-degree view. Or, you know, they've got the windows all over the place. And I don't know. I could not see. I've done cross-country driving, and I would love to do the
train. Mark, you seem like you want to jump on this, but I do have a response to him. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, no, I was just envisioning being on the train with a loved one. You can hold hands. You can. I mean, there's lots of options, right?
You could do anything. You have no responsibilities.
Oh,
you don't have to worry about getting tired. I mean,
you don't have full control, though. The thing that you said about not being able to pay attention to the scenery.
You're going to fly anyway.
Well, wait a minute, though.
On the airplane.
Not being able to pay attention to the scenery. You're right. Well, you're driving, you can't. But you know what I can do? Pull over and get out.
Brian,
every so often, I can get out.
Brian, I appreciate
it. You can on the train, too, because...
No, they don't let you out. You're stuck in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's stops. It's not like you're going nonstop to New York. There'd be stops in between, and they're like half-hour stops.
All right, man. Okay. I'm not cutting you off. I swear we're up against a break, but thank you for the call,
no
Brian.
No problem.
Right. Way to stick to your guns, Brian. Craig's...
We got Tony real quick, Tony, real quick. Just say what you want to say. What is it, train, car?
We took the train to Seattle a couple of years ago, and it was a wonderful time. You sit back and you enjoy looking at the scenery. You don't have the pressure of having somebody cutting you off.
Mm-hmm.
I usually drive, but we took it, and it was great. And yes, there are half-hour stops to refill the train with diesel. And you can walk over to the little town there and back as long as you make it in time.
You don't pick those stops. You can't go off to the Mustang Museum if you want to go there.
Doesn't matter. You're not in control. This is what it comes down to. Collins is a control freak. We just found out.
Thank you, Tony, for the call, man. Thank you.
He's got...
All right, have a good night.
So you just have to enjoy where
Apparently,
they stop.
I do, but I need to pick those stops for everyone on the train. This is Carms and Collins.